section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Sports League, Season 12, Episode 6, and number 76 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests. We have the 2006, the 2011, and the 2037 champion, Mr. Amazing, and we have the 2020 champion, Mr. Doug Hahn. So let's get right into the results of week number 5. Kevin over Aaron, majorly. And by the way, he called that. He just wants to point that out. Tybo over Andy. Of course, he sent me multiple text messages saying this. BS. Brian over Dave. Snyder over Nanigay. Doug over Hoofter. Palmer over Oberg. Game of the week goes to who, Doug?
Game of the week is going to go to Boober and Ty.
Yeah. Aaron?
Yeah, I think I'll agree with that. It was a pretty good game. And I, in all honesty, had it been this week, he would have played RG3 over Romo, I think. And so, you know, he wouldn't kick in himself.
Yeah, that's what upsets me a little bit. And this is, the game of the week. And I'm going to say the upset of the week as well. But that's just for the simple fact that Tony Romo puts up an 80 burger. And Alshon Jeffrey decides that he's going to put up 50 some points. And if I would have played him, it wouldn't have mattered. I would have won. But I've lost twice to Tybo. So the toilet.
How many losses do you have on the year?
I have two. Toilet bowl game of the week goes to who, Aaron?
So the toilet bowl game and the upset of the week is going to go to the same group of people, which is going to be Oberg and Palmer, because Palmer scored 177 points, which was the third least. And I actually would have played a defensive player, but I chose not to because I knew I was getting the crap kicked out of me. But he scored the third lowest points and beat the person who scored the lowest points. So that is going to be the upset of the week. And that is the toilet bowl game of the week.
Doug.
Agreed.
All right.
Except for the fact that Aaron would have played a defensive player who would have gotten 0 points and would have lost to Palmer.
All right. So let's move on to week number 6. We have Peyton versus Palmer, Brian versus Boardman, Andy versus Hoofter, Doug versus Snyder, Nanigay versus Kevin in a divisional matchup, and Aaron versus Ober. Game of the week goes to who, Aaron?
I would have said Doug and Snyder because it just makes sense. But because Joe has so many people on bye, and then, of course, we just heard Julio Jones is out, Joe's team isn't the powerhouse team that it once was. And so that's why, unfortunately, I'm actually going to give it to Nanigay and Kevin.
All right. Doug, what do you think?
I'm still going to say it's me versus Joe.
All right. So I'm going to actually say that it's going to be... You know, this one's a tough one. I was thinking Pate versus Palmer, but I know how that's going to end. You know, I'll have to say Doug versus Snyder. I think it's going to be game of the week. I think it'll be interesting because that would not be considered a toll bowl game because my toll bowl game is definitely going to be Kevin versus... no, can't do that. I'm going to say Brian versus Boardman is going to be my toll bowl game of the week. So, Aaron, what do you think?
Really? Come on, dude. It's easy. It's number 10 versus number 11.
Pate versus Palmer?
No. Me versus Oberg.
Yeah.
You versus Oberg? Well, see, I wasn't going to say that one, but I don't know. Like, Brian had, well, I guess Brian does have, like, some of the most points.
Yeah. I have the most points against. I don't think that Oberg is going to put up as many points as Kevin did last week or as Doug did the week before. So I think this is where I get my revenge on Oberg for week one. This is where I finally get another win. It's where I get my winning ways back, I think. But I do want to say the upset of the week, I believe, is going to be Nanigay over Kevin.
That's fine. Just forget about Doug. Doug, what is your toilet bowl game?
Yeah, the toilet bowl of the game. I mean, it's enough said. It's Aaron versus Oberg.
Okay.
I actually, for once, am not picking Palmer as the toilet bowl game because as of right now, Palmer is in the playoffs.
That's true.
So, Doug, what is going to be who's going to be passworded is tacoed?
The person who is going to be passworded is taco is you, Boober.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I have
to. Is it because of that trade, that blockbuster trade that was just made?
No.
Oh.
Because that's a horrible trade. And I told Hoofer it was a horrible trade. But he does. He did let me know. You apparently are trading also D'Angelo Williams next week to him?
Yes.
Oh, dude, okay. You're not going to believe this. I'm trading him Randy Moss. He actually bid on it.
Dude, he might play this year, all right? You never you know.
He could come out of retirement. Yeah. I mean, it's just – but so it's not that bad. But I gave him a great offer. True, it wasn't necessarily for a quarterback, but some of the players I offered him, he could have turned around and got a quarterback. Or go to the waiver wire. There's still some quarterbacks on the waiver wire.
Yeah, there are. There are. But I think he wanted somebody who has been proven so far. Alex Smith,
Alex
I don't
Smith
know.
Alex Smith is not proven.
He has, what, I think more points than Tom Brady as of it is right now.
Okay. That isn't necessarily hard when you look at what Tom Brady's been playing with.
That's true.
His when he has, it's Tom Brady and the Sir Dropalots.
Yeah.
Sir Dropalots.
Although Smith has been throwing, he's been averaging 30 points a game minus last week. He had a rough week, but
I will say this for Smith, he doesn't throw interceptions. He's not fumbling the ball. He is getting rid of it. He's getting a lot of his yards because of dump off passes
to Charles.
Yeah. And it's just these little dink and dunk passes that, I mean, yeah, it's going to put up points, but you're not going to get any blast out game from him.
No,
you're not going to get anything. You're going to get a 20 to 30 point game from him on average. It's a safe bet. Absolutely. Whereas like Vic, I mean, yeah, I might get a 20 point game from him. More than likely, I'm going to get that 35 to 50 range with him.
No, and I agree with you. I think that Vic is it depends on your philosophy when you're playing a quarterback, because if you are in a position, let's say you're playing Kevin this week, right? You're probably going to play a Vic because he has that upside that could put you over the edge. And so you need Vic, you know, for that upside. But if you're playing, I don't know, let's say Brian, you know, who Brian has good players, but you need to have that safe player in there to make sure that you get those points so that way you don't get that loss. And So for me, and like I said, it's different philosophies, but for me, I would play Alex Smith in a week. I'm playing somebody who's average versus a Kevin or Joe. I would play at Michael Vick.
What I also love about Michael Vick, though, is you always know the Eagles are going to be down, and so they're going to be passing.
But, well, of course, yeah.
Alex Smith, I mean, they could be just running the ball, and I mean, that's one worry I have about Jamal Charles is they're winning. All right, bye, Jamal.
Yeah, no, and I hear you there. Well, Andy, let's move on, though, to the Week 5 stats that I always post stats every single week. I don't know if anyone reads them, but they're just kind of some fun stats that I do.
How do we delete posts?
Well, Andy, actually, you can if you want to.
I'm just kidding, dude. Oh, fuck. I forgot to do the pick'em, I think.
No, you didn't. You did it. Andy,
did it.
Teams that are 4-1 make the playoffs 94% of the time. Only Mike in 2009 missed out. Is Doug going to miss out, Andy?
I hope so. I mean, oh, crap, he's on the show. No. I think Doug's going to make it. I mean, he would have to lose. Oh, wow. He'd have to lose.
Realistically,
I think Doug has to win two more games, and that's it. And I think he's in. To win the
and I do
the,
get to play Boober sometime.
Right, so he's going to get two wins that way. But
I actually get to play Boober twice.
Yes, of course. Now, the one thing I will say, I wouldn't be surprised if Doug actually won the division, but barely won the division. I think that this is going to make me mad saying this, but I think him and Ty are going to compete for the number one, and I'm going to get the number eight seed.
Ooh.
Well, Andy, that brings up an interesting point. I'll ask you and Doug this. 3-2 teams make the playoffs 67% of the time. We currently have two teams that are 3-2, which is Ty and Andy. Now, Andy, to piggyback off the stat from last week, you were 3-1, and every year one 3-1 team misses out.
Uh-huh.
Andy, you lost this week. Are you going to be that 3-1 team that misses out, or are you going to make the playoffs?
I hope I make the playoffs. I truthfully believe if I win the next 2 weeks, I'm in.
Well, yeah, of course, because then you'll be one win away from making the playoffs.
And that's how I look at it.
All right. Doug, what do you think? Do you think Ty and Andy are both in?
I do.
Here's the deal, dude. I have Mushroom Stampers, I have Oberg, and I have Dave to go through still. And those are not guaranteed wins, but pretty close. And then I still have Hooter this week, which is going to be a tough matchup, I think. Mm-hmm. I think they underestimated his points.
Yeah.
That's just me. So we'll see. Ask me in a few weeks, and I'll tell you.
All right. Two and three teams make the playoffs 72% of the time. That's because we have more data on two and three than three and two teams. So anyway, last three teams that start off 2-3, two of them made the playoffs. Currently, Nanagate, Brian, and Palmer are 2-3. So out of those, which one do you think might miss out?
Palmer.
Palmer.
It's an easy one. Do you think Nanagate and Brian could miss out of the playoffs?
I would say Brian over Nanagay, I think.
Brian can miss it. I don't think Dave will miss it, though.
Yeah, I don't think Nanagay is going to miss it.
All right, so stack ranking, you would say, it sounds like you two are in agreement. Nanagay, Brian, and then Palmer.
Yeah, he's ranked higher this week.
I would say Brian, Nanagay, Palmer. I think Nanagay, I still don't care for his team too much, and I'm a broken record there. But I think this week he's probably going to get a win. And then next week he plays me, so who knows?
He's gonna get a win.
Aaron's my bye week.
Let's drop to 1-4 teams. 50% chance of making the playoffs. Four teams are 1-4. So Andy, I want you to stack rank. We have Aaron, John Oberg, Dave Pate, and Hoofter. Stack rank those.
Pate, Oberg, Hoofter, Aaron.
So you're saying that Pate has the best team, or Pate is going to make the playoffs, or are you going in reverse?
No, I'm just saying that that's going to be the four teams that don't make the playoffs. it's just that's going to be the order.
All right, Doug, rank first up from best to worst.
Oh, wait. Oh, actually, in a way, it would be funny if Dave was actually 12th, because then we can start chanting first to worst. But I don't see that happening.
Doug, stack rank them from best to worst.
For the 1-4 teams.
Yes.
It's going to go Hoofter. Then it'll go Dave, then you, then Oberg, then Palmer.
Well, Oberg is actually 2-3 because he beat Oberg.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Palmer's 2-3. Yeah.
Because he beat Oberg last week.
Yeah. So I will leave. Let's leave it at that. Hoofter, Dave, then you, then Oberg.
Now, guys, this might sound like a surprise to you, but I'm going to rank myself first out of those people. Then I'm going to go.
Bullshit.
Then I'm going to go Pate. Then I'm going to go Oberg.
It's only because he's sleeping with the person that picked him.
I don't turn myself down.
And?
But his pinky gets...
Anyways, that awkward pause. Let's actually get away from KSL news. Actually, Aaron, do you still have some more stats for us?
No, that was pretty much it. I figure we'd move on to survival and pick'ems, though.
Yeah, let's talk about survival. So who's left in survival, Aaron?
Well, Andy, new record. No one important was eliminated last week.
Excellent. So who was eliminated last week?
No one important, Andy.
All right. So who's left, Aaron?
Andy, it's just you and Tybo. So that means that Kevin cannot win the Triple Crown in the same year.
Oh, that.
What a loser.
Yeah. That much sucks. Well, can he get the Triple Crown as being the last place in everything?
Oh, no, yeah, he probably can.
Actually, you know what? He can't. Ah, dang. So who was eliminated? No one important.
It was Kevin. Kevin was eliminated last week, Andy.
Yeah.
So, Andy, it's you and Tybo. You pick Kansas City. He picked Denver. Both seem like locks.
Who's Kansas City playing? I forgot.
Oakland.
Oh. Yeah.
Seem like locks. But, Andy, let's talk pick'ems news. So Kevin is in the lead with 50 points. And then we have Joe at the bottom with 40. So 10 points separates first and last. And then in between, we have people 48, 47, 46. So it's really close.
Did Joe what do you think? Last week? Oh, no. Joe, wow. He had a bad game.
Yeah. He had a bad week.
I think everyone did, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, he got only six. Yeah, so he was three off last week, and I think the week before he was also three off. Yeah, four off from the top. So it happens. But Andy, what do you think of Pickens?
Fucking blows.
Wow. Doug, what do you think of Pickens?
Just not doing good.
First off, why? Okay, I pick Chicago, and then I'm like, all right, I think New England's going to beat Cincy. Guess what happens? But lose both those games. Come on. And then Carolina over Arizona. Come on, that's an easy one. Carolina couldn't score a fucking touchdown.
Well, I think I was the only one that
And then the Cincy. Chargers lost to Oakland. Yeah. They lost to Oakland. And then somehow the fucking Jets win. Seriously.
Yeah.
The Jets won a game.
That was surprising. Of course, Miami, Baltimore.
I was mad about that one, actually, for some reason.
I was incredibly surprised at how many people picked Miami, because you figure Baltimore would have been the favorite, and only one person picked Baltimore. That was really surprising.
Me?
Well, you have Miami started off undefeated, and
true.
You know, they played, they got destroyed by New Orleans, but, you know, Baltimore hasn't been playing that well. And then you also got to throw in that Ray Rice isn't going to possibly play. And Miami's defense is strong.
They are. I was surprised. I mean, I picked Miami myself. Everybody did except for Nanigay. I was just I was a little surprised at how many people picked Miami.
Okay.
Not that Miami lost. I figured that it would have been a
I picked Miami. Closer
a little game. Bit more split.
A little more split, like, you know.
Like Giants-Philly.
Like the Giants-Philly. That one was very split. Carolina and Arizona. I was actually a little surprised that more people didn't pick Indy. I know that Seattle was undefeated, but
here's a surprise pick. Everybody picked Denver.
Oh, yeah. That was a big surprise. Actually, you know, since this is obviously really great radio right now, let's talk about some picks for next week, some maybe close ones. I'm going to throw out to you, Doug, my Minnesota and Carolina. Who do you got?
I got Minnesota.
Carolina.
It's in Minnesota.
I picked Minnesota as well. I think that they'll
– I should probably change that then. No, I picked Carolina. Yeah, No, because what's going to happen? Greg Olsen is going to have a career night in Minnesota.
Maybe. Here's another one, Doug, I got to ask you. Denver or Jacksonville with 27 points?
Still give me Denver.
I'm really thinking about Jacksonville right now.
For 27 points, I think I would pick Jacksonville. Even I know that they're horrible. I know that they're horrible. But
what I find funny.
There's a point in time, though, where you got to be like, come on, guys, we're up like by this much. We can't keep beating up on these people. They're like little children, you know.
And I still think the third string Jackson or Denver team can put up points on the Jacksonville first string.
OK, here's the thing, though.
At that point, they're going to pull in. Is there even a good team in? No, I don't even know if there's a good college team there.
OK, let me ask you this, Doug, plus or minus 27 points, or I'm sorry, over under 27 points in the first half for Denver.
Over.
Oh, Andy?
I'm going to go with Ditka.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
It doesn't matter what's
happening. Never wrong with Ditka.
Just Ditka. Now, what if Ditka was wearing a Jaguars uniform? Trick question, because he would never wear a Jacksonville uniform.
Wow.
That's just bad.
Wow. Andy. Why don't you just end the show?
Aaron, hey, what did you say about...
We need to beat this dead horse some more.
You know what, Aaron? What did you say about Kevin and how he's on fire?
Oh, my God. Okay, this is not a Breaking Bad spoiler, but close to the end of the series, Jesse says he can't keep getting away with this. And the thing with Kevin, he plays Shane Vereen week one, the second string running back for the New England Patriots, and he gets a crap ton of points. This week, he plays Brandon freaking Jacobs against the Bears defense. And Brandon Jacobs has done shit all year. And what does he do this week? Oh, he decides to go and run for 100 yards and get him 30 some odd points. Why? This cannot keep happening. He's got to fall sooner or later. I thought I would have done it last week. Nope. Nanigay has the best opportunity to do it this week, and if he doesn't, I really hope, Doug, that you do it next week. I will trade you players so long as you trade the black back to me. You know, you can have my best players. I don't care, just so long as you beat Kevin. That's all I ask.
Okay, Aaron, what if Peyton Manning goes down?
Well, then he has a better chance.
What, like, on MJD?
Well, yeah, let's say he goes down to MJD, right? And then all of a sudden, MJD's...
And you're in the corner going, ooh, what a lovely tea party.
Yeah, but then MJD gets all this good luck, but Peyton Manning ends up getting injured out for the rest of the season. Intriguing, wouldn't it be?
If that happened, I would be very happy because I don't think...
And Kevin still puts up 400 points.
No, he wouldn't put up that. Without Peyton Manning, no way.
Really? No way. Really? I thought Romo would never put over anything over 50 fucking points, and he put up 80 against me.
That's because you suck.
That's because you have a goatee.
You guys suck. Anyway, so let's talk about... So, Aaron, what's the most interesting thing that you've done recently?
Can you please end it, Andy?
Didn't you say you just got a goatee?
Andy, you're killing the joke.
I want to thank 86 Productions and Section 86 for hosting and ending the podcast. And I want to thank everyone in the league for taking the time to listen.
Yes, thank you for ending the podcast.
Yes, thank you.
And for Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Houston. Until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
Oh,
worst
God, that was
show
horrible.
Ever.
It was not as bad as when Kevin was on.
Oh, remember that one time I gave that Whitney joke? That was funny. So high.